Okay, our next item is conditional use number 2275, Christopher L. Cooper.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district to allow for retail sales of antiques and collectibles to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Nanticoke Hundred, Sussex County, containing 9.7 acres more or less. The property is lying on the south side of Seashore Highway, which is Route 18 and also 404, approximately 2.32 miles west of DuPont Boulevard, which is Route 13. The 911 address is 16842 Seashore Highway, Georgetown, and the tax parcel ID is District 231, Map 7, Parcel 36.00. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's deeds, we have a copy of the staff analysis, we have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response, we have a copy of a letter that has been received from the applicant, we have a copy of a letter from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division, we have a copy of maps and surveys that have been received from the applicant, along with the applicant's elevation certificate for the property, and I would note that we received no comments and no mail returns. Thank you.
All right, sir, we thank you.
Christopher Hooper from 1541 Thompson Lane, Mechanicsburg, PA. I am part owner of 16842 Seashore Highway with my mother, Lisa Hooper. Just looking to open up an antique business. She's worked at the post office for 35 years, looking to retire down here. Has dabbled in antiques and just trying to help her out with it.
Okay. All right, well, let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you, and we'll start once again with Mr. Hopkins.
Looks like a nice location. I can't remember. Have you already established the parking area? I pulled in there even again today.
There is a parking lot,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good. How many employees do you think you...
It's just going to be family.
Just
family,
for, yep. Do you want a sign?
Yes. Sign, is there possible, like, on the building and one out?
Can you do whatever you want on the building in addition to one out front? How does that work?
I'm not sure.
I looked at the ordinances, but it's been a while.
Can you put, like, signs on the building in addition to one out front?
There are limits on size when you have the additional signs. So as part of a conditional use, one lighted or unlighted sign may be permitted, and we govern the size and the setbacks. That being said, there are many types of signs that are just permitted by right, including some nameplate signs. So that's a very long-winded answer to a very simple question. The answer is potentially yes, depending on size. So.
And I mean, like a light footprint, our hours would be like Thursday through Sunday, 9 to 5. We were going to do online auctions. I don't know if that's going to happen, but it'd be like one or two a year, and it's online, so you're not going to have all that traffic.
That's what threw me off.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Yeah, so I had that
that's
in
all.
There.
Ms. Holly Stevenson.
Yeah, that was threw me off. It was an online sale, so mm-hmm. It said people could come see the products the day before, so I'm like, they could come see it. Mm-hmm. And then go home and bid on it online.
Yeah, like that's a pre-meet. You kind of, internet age, you kind of have to
do it. Yeah,
buyers from all over the world.
I gotcha. I understand
it's
that.
It's a lot of work, though.
Yeah. All right, so 9 to 5, Thursday through Sunday. How big are you planning this to be?
There's an existing pole building that's 60 by 100.
So, I was curious how many people are you, what's the fire marshal say you can have these things?
Don't know yet.
Okay.
Yeah, but like it's all open, it's not enclosed with walls or anything. There's four exits. Yeah. Everything's been done commercially.
Okay. That's all.
Just one, everything will be stored inside of the pole barn?
Yes. Yep, there won't
that's
be
it.
Junk
yep.
laying all
thank
around.
You.
No questions from me, sir.
Okay. White House, anything?
Not for me, thank you.
Counselor?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Short and sweet.
All right, sir. If you take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2275, Christopher L. Hooper? Is there anyone that would like to speak in opposition? Operator, is there anyone standing by who would like to speak in favor of or in opposition to conditional use number 2275?
At this time, we'll just join the conference.
All right. Any questions from the commission? Further questions? No?
Thank you.
Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening, see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.